The following is another classic hit sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Get it across the timeline. Berkey. Berkey to the high post. Swings it right side. Open jumper. Burke, 12-footer. Nothing but net. Aisha Burke has 5 points, and Elm Creek regains the lead.
Tonight, it's a Buffalo County battle to open up the season in Elm Creek as the Buffaloes welcome in the Shelton Bulldogs. High School Basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
The ball gets through Techmeyer's hands. It's stolen away by Roush. He's going to the other end. Anderson thinks he's going to block it, so he leaves it off for Luke Glenn, who scores. Nice, unselfish play there by the Shelton Bulldogs. Give the assist to Mitch Roush.
After a successful fall sports season, Elm Creek and Shelton both look to start the season on the winning note. It's time to turn the page to the courts, and both squads have a promising season ahead of them. It's the Bulldogs and the Buffaloes coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Elm Creek with Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Elm Creek. It is time to start the 2011 and 12 high school basketball season here in the state of Nebraska. Doug Duda with you, back again for another season of high school hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Tonight, it's an out-of-conference battle. As you like to see that opening week or so, give the teams a chance to get a couple games under their belt before they get into conference play. But just down Highway 30, the Shelton Bulldogs have arrived to take on the Elm Creek Buffaloes. And this is the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits. There's plenty of basketball action going on around the area tonight as well. Let's take a look at some of that. Of course, Kearney High always opens their season at Hayes, Kansas, and they're taking on Hayes, so that's a tough draw in the opening round tonight. Also going on tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic is at Lincoln Lutheran. Wood River's taking on Centura. Those are opening round games in the Central Catholic tournament. The Central Catholic Lincoln winner will take on Kearney Catholic tomorrow night here on Classic Hits from Cope Gymnasium starting at 6 o'clock. Also in basketball tonight, Axtell is playing Pleasanton. You have got Gibbon taking on St. Paul. SEM is opening up at Loomis. Bertrand at Alma, Loop City and Anselmo Myrna. Wilcox Hildreth is playing Elwood. Giltner playing Harvard. Lexington taking on Gothenburg. Hastings St. Cecilia is playing Columbus Scotus. Hastings High is taking on Seward. Minden's battling Southern Valley. Blue Hill against Kennesaw. Arapahoe's taking on Overton. And Ravenna is taking on Chambers Wheeler Central. So a pretty busy opening night for high school hoops in the listening area. We'll come back, take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's basketball game right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank. Go to 5pointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, is simply better. For the visiting Shelton Lady Bulldogs, number 12 is a 5'8 senior, Tracy Meyer. Number 14 is a 5'6 senior, Christina Rogge. Number 22, 5'8 senior, Maggie Urbanek. Number 24, a 5'7 junior, Kaylin Brannigan. And number 50, a 5'8 senior, Emma Urbanek. Head coach of the Lady Bulldogs is Randy Schultz, assisted by Misty Kumke. Of course, the opening night of the season, Shelton not ranked, but listed as a contender in the C2 rankings by the Lincoln Journal Star. For the Elm Creek Buffaloes, number 10 is a 5'3 senior, Whitney Hubbard. Number 21 is a 5'8 junior, Jackie Berkey. Number 23, 5'6 senior, Haley Boston. She missed a lot of the volleyball season with a thumb injury. She'll have that wrapped up. Coach Mike Ford just says it's one of those things. She's good to go unless it gets bumped the wrong way. So you have to hope Boston gets a full senior season. Number 31 is a 5'6 senior, Hadley Dyer. And number 41 is a 5'9 senior, Katie Meyer. Head coach of the Lady Buffs is Mike Ford, assisted by Susan Ortmeyer and Lindsay Kenner. Opening night of the season, the starting line is brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we will be back with the opening tip to the 2011 season right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Elm Creek Gymnasium, ready for tonight's high school basketball action. Shelton will be in the traveling blue with black trim, the home white with gold and navy trim for Elm Creek. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Well, Shelton, a little bit better. You look at the volleyball season. Shelton was a little bit better there. Elm Creek was a little bit banged up. They're still trying to recoup from some losses from last year, but four seniors in that starting lineup for Elm Creek. So we'll see how it starts here at home as the opening tip of the season is in the air, and it will be controlled by Shelton. Elm Creek is going to come out and play man-to-man defense here, and Shelton on the pass gets stuck there on the leg of Maggie Urbanek, and she is going to be called for a walk. That's the one thing, well, one of the things you look for on opening night. You know, you talk football opening night, penalties and turnovers. Well, turnovers and fouls are the things that you try not to have a whole lot of ever, but on opening night, sometimes that's a problem. Shelton's also going to come out in a man-to-man, taking it to the baseline, Whitney Hubbard. Elm Creek always loves to get it in the paint and take their chances, but we're going to get a travel there as Hubbard kicked it out on the wing to Jackie Berkey, and she shuffled the feet. So each team turns it over on their opening possession here in 2011. Kaylin Brannigan will bring the ball up on the left side. She'll go from the wing with a bounce pass on the right side. It'll be stolen away. Stolen away by Haley Boston. Uncontested. Goes to the other end for the layup, and it's up and in. Reaching in at the last moment was Christina Raggi, but Boston was able to finish it, and it's 2-0 in favor of Elm Creek. First points of the season scored by Boston off the steal. And now another pass into the corner, tipped away by Whitney Hubbard. You can already tell that Elm Creek's defense overplaying the ball. Let's see if Shelton can maybe use a screen or some backdoor cuts. And on the inbounds pass, another turnover. It's stolen away by Hadley Dyer. But then in her haste to get up the floor, there was nobody to pass it to. And she ends up walking with the basketball. So quick turnovers each way, and Shelton will hold on to the ball. Less than a minute into this ball game, and Elm Creek gets the first bucket there, up by a count of 2-0. Kaylin Brannigan gets it on the high post, driving in with a left-handed layup. We've got a whistle, and the shot will not go, but Emma Urbanek will be going to the line. That's what Shelton would like to do, get it down to the Urbanics, get it inside. And our first free throws of the season coming up for the senior. Plenty of seniors both sides. Four seniors in the starting lineup for each team. The foul was called on Katie Meyer. And the first of two free throws by Urbonic. The lefty is up and in. And Shelton is on the board via the free throw. Don't forget, there's NFL football tonight on ESPN, 1460 and 1550, 7:30 tonight, Seattle and Philadelphia. Second free throw, Urbonic is up, and it is good, so we are tied at two. Shelton will put on full court pressure. NCAA volleyball tournament also getting underway tonight. We'll give you an update here in just a moment. Elm Creek having trouble getting across the timeline, but they do finally find Hadley Boston, and Haley Boston will get it across and find Whitney Hubbard. So they'll get into their half-court offense here. 2-2, 6:40 to go in the first quarter of our girls' game. Coming off the screen, driving the right side is Jackie Berkey. The fadeaway, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in by Dyer. So Dyer right there and makes it 4-2 Elm Creek. Shelton will slow it down. Elm Creek doesn't look like they're going to want to press here. Shelton a little bit more speed probably up front with Brannigan and the guards up there with Meyer. And we've got another turnover here for Shelton, so some problems early on. Handling the volleyball or handling the basketball here for Shelton. Into the ball game for Elm Creek. Kendra Brodeen, first substitution. Only 10 girls suited for Mike Ford. Talking to him before the game, says he wants to get six in the rotation, and then he'll see how the game progresses after that. For Shelton, they suit up 12 for the ball game here tonight, even though they have more than that on the roster when you come into the gymnasium. And we have got a timeout called by Elm Creek having trouble getting the ball up the floor. It'll be a 30-second timeout, 6:11 to go first quarter, 4-2 Elm Creek. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And we are back here at Elm Creek. Want to thank Athletic Director Stan Whistle and the whole gang here for their hospitality, always making us welcome as Elm Creek breaks the press, but then trying to throw it underneath to Kendra Brodeen, the tallest player on the team who just came off the bench. They overshoot her, and out of bounds it goes, so the ball will come right back over to Shelton. 4-2, Elm Creek with a two-point lead. Up the floor with it is Brannigan, high post to Urbonic, spun into the double team, now tries to throw back door into pressure. The ball deflected, comes back out to Roggie. Roggie will swing it off to Brannigan. Brannigan tries to drive the right side of the lane, and we've got a hand check foul called on Elm Creek. Second foul of the ball game on the Buffaloes. It'll go on Hadley Dyer, her first, and now checking back into the ball game, Katie Meyer. Kansas State has swept Wichita State in straight sets at the NCAA volleyball tournament in Lincoln. Now Nebraska gets ready to play Jackson State. Off the inbounds, Roggie puts up a three. It's no good. Offensive putback, though, is there for Maggie Urbonic. She'll put it up and in. And we have a tie ball game again at four with 5.5 to go here in quarter number one. Season opener on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Shelton. And Elm Creek trying to go with a little wraparound pass, throws it into the Shelton bench. So each team with four turnovers here in the first 2.5 minutes trying to get things settled out. And you'll see that more against the man-to-man defense. Here's a pick and roll, but the ball is deflected away as Tracy Meyer trying to get it to Roggie. Knocked out of bounds there by Haley Boston. Boston, a solid, solid player. She's one of the best players in the FKC. Right now, Shelton will inbound the ball. Try to get it to the baseline. We've got a scrum for it. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Elm Creek. So a Shelton turnover as they try to get it inside. And we'll see Shelton go to the bench for the first time this afternoon. Lindsey Hahn, a 5'11 senior, will check in. So both teams have their tall post players on the floor at the moment as Elm Creek gets the ball up the floor to Kendra Brodeen on a wing. She'll wait and hit the trailer, Haley Boston. Boston will swing it over on the left side to Whitney Hubbard. Hubbard holds the ball on the right side of the key, being patient against the man-to-man, drops it inside, but it's dribbled off the foot of Meyer. It rolls out into the corner, and Boston will pick it up. Still Elm Creek basketball. Boston loses her dribble, needs some help, finds the cutter in Dyer. Dyer comes to the right baseline, throws it up, no good. Rebound by Kendra Brodeen, and a second chance opportunity here. Back into Brodeen, and her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Lindsey Hahn. And the ball will belong to Elm Creek. Good defensive play there by Hahn. And the Buffaloes underneath their own hoop. Kick it out on the wing to Boston. Now trying to set up a three for Hubbard. He took the ball out of bounds, but well covered over there. And they'll get back into a zone here, zoning it up off the inbounds pass. Now the pass is deflected away out of bounds by Maggie Urbanek. And Shelton can get back into their man-to-man if they want to. For Elm Creek, Jackie Berkey re-enters, and Brodeen will sit. 4-4, 4:29 to go first quarter. Girls and boys doubleheader tonight here on Classic Hits. Tomorrow night we'll be at Cope Gymnasium, Kearney Catholic, playing either Grand Island Central Catholic or Lincoln Lutheran, whoever wins their matchups tonight, 6 and 7:45. Then Saturday, the Kearney Wrestling Invite here on Classic Hits. Finals around 5 o'clock. We invite you to tune in earlier just in case, and we're always on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek patiently working the ball around the perimeter here. Shelton showing some good defense. They try to force it inside. Ball deflected back out to Boston. They'll kick it out top, looking for the 17-footer. It's Hadley Dyer on the way, no good. Ball falls into the hands of Jackie Berkey, and then we've got a whistle and a three-second violation called on Elm Creek. They did a good job of getting the offensive rebound, but then couldn't find position to get a shot away. Got camped out there in the lane. So we're on a little bit of a drying spell here for both teams midway through the first quarter as Meyer will walk the ball up the floor here for the Bulldogs of Shelton. Coming out to the three-point arc is going to be Lindsey Hahn. Tries to dump it inside. Now back out for a three-pointer that is up and in by Emma Urbanek. First three-pointer of the season, and Shelton has taken the lead 7-4 here. They've scored the last two buckets. 3:20 to go in the first quarter of play. Off the pick, hitting the floor is Katie Meyer. She's up and okay, though, in the paint. The turnaround jumper by Jackie Berkey is no good. Rebound brought down by Lindsey Hahn. Hahn will clear it out there to Meyer. Tracy running the point, swings it down in the left-hand corner to Maggie Urbanek. Back up top, another three. This time Meyer puts it up. It's in and out, no good. And the defensive rebound will be brought down by Katie Meyer. Hands it off to Berkey, and she'll bring it up the floor and get called for a travel. That is the sixth turnover here for Elm Creek in the opening quarter. Shelton ball at midcourt. Both teams had solid years last year and hoping to get off to a good start here tonight. Both in C2, teams that have battled back and forth between C2 and D1 as Urbanek makes a nice hook move to the baseline and is going to put it up and in and be fouled. Katie Meyer with her second foul. Good, powerful move there by Emma Urbanek, taking it to the rack, and she's already got 7 of the 9 points here for Coach Schultz's Bulldogs in the first quarter. And Meyer's going to have to check out of the ballgame with that second foul. Kadra Brodeen will re-enter. On the other side, we see Raggi re-entering the ballgame for Shelton. 9-4, Shelton with 2:49 to go here in quarter number one, opening night on Classic Hits. Urbanek now to complete the three-point play. The free throw's up and in, and she is 3 for 3 at the line and has 8 of her team's 10 points. The other bucket to Maggie Urbanek. 10-4 your score as Elm Creek breaks the press. That hasn't necessarily been the problem. Doing anything out of that press has been as they have switched it up to a zone trap and they force the turnover. Turnover number 7 for Elm Creek, and Coach Ford is going to go back to the bench, bring Hadley Dyer in, hoping to find a combination that will get things working. And this won't exactly be like the boys' game, but the same kind of style. Shelton's boys are going to have some guards. They're going to put pressure on Elm Creek. Elm Creek's got solid post players. It'll be a little bit different style. We'll talk more about it half as the jumper is up on the way by Tracy Meyer. No good. Follows her shot, gets her own rebound. And now as she drives into the lane, we've got a whistle and a pushing foul called on Elm Creek. So things are starting to mount up here in the first quarter on the Buffaloes, and Kadra Brodeen will be called for the foul. That's the fourth foul on Elm Creek, none so far on Shelton. Shelton ball underneath their own hoop, get into the corner to Brannigan, one dribble right baseline, 12-footer up and in for her first bucket of the night, and it's now 12-4 Shelton. They are on a 10-0 run. 2:05 to go here in the first quarter. Elm Creek against the pressure, throws over the top of it, left wing to Jackie Berkey. Drives towards the paint, has it knocked away, gets it back. Elm Creek doesn't look to shoot the outside shot unless they can get it to their guard, Whitney Hubbard, who will drain the 15-footer. And that will snap the 10-0 run by Shelton, 12-6. Bulldogs lead it by 6 with a minute 45 to go here in quarter number one. on the left side of the key with it is going to be Emma Urbana. Kicks it in the corner to Hahn. Hahn takes a 16-footer, no good. Tip try put up by Meyer. It's no good. And the ball will go out of bounds. And they'll say it stays with Shelton. Haley Boston in for Elm Creek. So Coach Ford may be only using six girls. And now Meyer has two fouls, but he's rotating them very quickly, trying to keep everybody fresh. As the inbounds pass comes to Hahn, she shuffles the feet before she puts the ball on the floor. And Shelton will turn it over for the sixth time. Easy call there for official Randy Beadoff. Yancey and crew here tonight on the opening night at Elm Creek. The Buffaloes trying to hustle it up the floor so they can beat the press back. It's deflected. The ball will be picked up. And the shot is going to be no good on the right wing by Dyer. And the rebound will be brought down by Tracy Meyer. Meyer brings it down the floor. Shot on the way. No good. It's deflected off the baseline and out of bounds. Back into the ballgame, Whitney Hubbard. Every horn right now. Elm Creek's trying to sub, and so Shelton will do the same. And checking into the ballgame is going to be Mariah Henninger. Henninger, a 5'4 senior with 1:13 to go here in quarter number one. 12-6 in favor of the Shelton Lady Bulldogs on classic hits. And the ball deflected out of bounds by Brannigan. And this will be the story of the night. If Elm Creek can break the press, they've done okay in the half court. But Shelton has extended that press as the quarter has went on. Brannigan goes for the steal, can't get it. Dyer will swing it to the left side. Boston. Boston gets up a 10-footer, and she's going to be hit on the wrist. She'll go to the line and shoot two. First foul of the game on Shelton. And for Haley Boston, she hit a bucket to start the ball game on a steal at a layup. Foul's going to be called on Kaylin Brannigan. And Boston to go to the line and shoot two. First of December, basketball underway, wrestling as well, all other winter sports, swimming. Free throw is up, and it is in for Haley Boston. Again, at the NCAA volleyball tournament, it was Kansas State sweeping Wichita State 25-18, 22, and 17 earlier tonight. The winner most likely would get Nebraska. They play Jackson State tonight. Second free throw is no good. Lindsey Hahn will get the rebound off the Boston miss. And here comes Shelton into the front court. 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lob it into Hahn. Give and go back to Meyer. She drives, and she's fouled on the shot. Tracy Meyer will go to the line and shoot two. So Shelton has the right idea. They're trying to be aggressive. Foul on Whitney Hubbard. Her first, but the fifth on Elm Creek here in the first quarter. At the line for the first time will be Tracy Meyer, looking for her first points of the season. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. 13-7 in favor of Shelton. Went on a 10-0 run to go up 12-4 and have been able to keep a good lead here the rest of the way. Second free throw too strong. Long rebound comes out to Hadley Dyer. Elm Creek now trouble getting it up the floor. They double-team Boston. Back to Dyer. Long pass across the timeline to Hubbard, but she dribbles back towards midcourt. That's the problem. If you can't attack that press, then that gives Shelton a chance to reset and gives you trouble in the half court. Boston, they're double teaming her every chance they get with that zone trap. Down to 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. Try to lob it back door, but overthrow the intended offensive player in Jackie Berkey. It goes out of bounds, and it will stay with Elm Creek. Official just pointed the wrong way that time. 15 seconds to go. And let's see if Elm Creek can get the last shot here in the quarter, trailing 13-7. Looks like they'll fire the three. Whitney Hubbard, left wing. She took it out. She hits the three. Still some time here for Shelton as they hustle the ball up the floor. Midcourt was 5 seconds. Meyer to the right side. Crossover dribble. Throws it over. Can they get a shot? Yes. Hahn, a three at the horn, is off the mark and no good. And we are at the end of the first quarter of this 2011 season. Here in Elm Creek, the Shelton Lady Bulldogs 13, the Elm Creek Buffaloes 10. We'll be back with second quarter action in a minute on Classic Hits.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Shelton. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. They'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area teams from RAI in Shelton.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week. Practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week. Awesome food and drink specials. And the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up. Threw for three touchdowns. Even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And the first quarter is in the books. Shelton with the lead here by a score of 13-10 on the road at Elm Creek. And we'll run down some of the first quarter numbers here for you in just a moment. First game of our girls and boys doubleheader. And start the second quarter. Shelton will get the basketball in the alternating possession. Shelton up by three, up by as many as eight in that first quarter, and the ball is going to be kicked out front. They're going to let it go. It's picked up by Elm Creek, and then they give it right back on the outlet pass, trying to get it. Christine Rogge steps in front and gets it right back for Shelton. Eight turnovers for Elm Creek, seven for Shelton now. Rebounds, five for Elm Creek, six for Shelton. Shelton gets it inside to Urbanek. It's knocked out of her hands. The strip is made. The steal is made by Jackie Berkey. And here come the Buffaloes. Could tie it with a three, and they'll fire one up Hubbard, and she'll drain it. Whitney Hubbard, two of two from downtown, and we're knotted up at 13, a 9-1 run being put on here by the Elm Creek Buffaloes here at home, tying things up. A three by Brannigan for Shelton is too strong. Backside rebound comes to Haley Boston. Shelton is one of five from three-point land. Elm Creek is two of two. Free throw shooting, the Bulldogs four of five. The Buffaloes one of two. Hubbard has 8 of the 13 points to lead the way for Elm Creek. Emma Urbanek, 8 for Shelton, as a travel will be called here on the Buffaloes down to the low post. Katie Meyer, a couple of fouls in the first quarter, is back on the floor here for Elm Creek. Shelton 13, Elm Creek 13. 1 minute gone here in the second quarter of play on Classic Hits, 98.9. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. And it'll be Maggie Urbanek kicking it deeper in the corner to Emma. Three-pointer up and in. So the long-range jumpers now starting to find their way home on both sides. Emma's second three-pointer of the ball game. She's got 11 and a regainable lead for Shelton, 16-13. Buffaloes on the dribble between the circles. Whitney Hubbard. They're trying to spread the floor even more now as it's back to a man-to-man defense here for Shelton. They started man, then they went to a real wide zone trap that worked very well. Back to the man for the moment. Hubbard kicks it back out top to Dyer. Dyer tries to drive, kicks it back out to Hubbard for the three. It is no good. Rebound tipped around, falls into the hands of Berkey. Berkey can't get a shot to Boston. Back up top. Good defense here by the Bulldogs. They just couldn't get the rebound. Dyer in the corner. Step through. Back up top. They go to Boston. She'll try to drive weak side, left side with the left-hand dribble. Goes out to Hubbard. Quick reversal with the right side, Dyer. Great defense here. Shelton still with the ball outside the arc. And even farther out now is Haley Boston. 5:35 to go. This has been almost a one-minute possession for Elm Creek with that offensive rebound in. They get it down low. Meyer on the low block. She'll swing over Hahn. Shot no good. The rebound brought down by Emma Urbanek. That'll be her first of the ball game. 16-13 Shelton. 5:20 to go here in the second quarter of play. Thinking about the three off the dribble, Meyer doesn't take it. She swings it to the right side, and Urbanek will take the three. It's no good. Rogge gets the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands. A Shelton turnover, and then trying to get it back, a Shelton foul. And it's going to be on Emma Urbanek. That'll be her first, only the second team foul on Shelton. Five have been called on Elm Creek. Full court pressure being put on by the Bulldogs, and we have got a travel called in the back court on the Buffaloes, their 10th turnover, but nine on Shelton, so no real advantage, and nobody has gotten in big trouble from the turnover standpoint because both teams are turning it over. Now a three-pointer on the inbound by Urbanek, maybe an 19-footer, they say. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Katie Meyer. Meyer with her second rebound. To the other end we go. Elm Creek trying to maybe slow the game down a little bit here. Run a lot of cutters. Staying against that man-to-man. Get it down the low block. Trying to get the shot up. Berkey can't get it done. Urbanek with the good defense. Now the outlet pass is going to be stolen away by Brannigan. She tries to fire it up the floor to Urbanek and leads her too much. And Shelton will give the ball right back. Into the ball game for Elm Creek, Shelby Brown making her first appearance. 5'8 sophomore is on the floor, along with Whitney Hubbard. Meyer is out there. Also checking in was Kadra Brodeen. And staying on the floor with the ball is Hadley Dyer. For Shelton, they've got both Urbonics, along with Brannigan, Meyer, and Hahn. Looks like it's up to Coach Schultz whether he wants to put Hahn in 5'11 or Rogge in 5'6, go big or small. This time he's got Hahn in there. Elm Creek looking for their first points here since the Hubbard three to start the quarter. Each team has hit a three, and that has been it, 16-13. Here's the jumper on the left wing. Meyer puts it up from nine and banks it in. Katie Meyer with her first bucket, 16-15. Shelton with a one-point lead. Meyer brings it across the timeline. Setting back in a zone now is Elm Creek after they got some early foul trouble, and that's why Shelton shot a few more outside jumpers. They get it inside to Hahn. She's double-teamed, forces it up. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Kadra Brodeen. Brodeen gives it off to Hubbard. Bounce pass into the front court to Hadley Dyer. Going for the steal. Can't get it to Urbonic, so that leaves wide open Brodeen, but she doesn't want the free throw line jumper. Instead, kicks it out for a three that Hadley Dyer drains. Elm Creek 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, and it is 18-16. Elm Creek has the lead for the first time since it was 4-2. Urbonic with it in the right-hand corner. So right now, they've got to find a way to do something inside against that zone. They set the pick. Brannigan comes right side, kicks it off for another long-range jumper, and Urbonic 17-footer no good. Rebound is saved in by Hadley Dyer. Throws it into Hubbard. 3 minutes to go in the first half, 18-16 Elm Creek. Buffaloes will slow it down. Shelby Brown back up top. It comes, and it's going to get into the backcourt for an over and back. 12th turnover for Elm Creek. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats, preview of the boys' game. Update you on what else is going on in the world of sports as Jackie Berkey and Haley Boston re-enter the ball game here during that horn. 2:45 and counting here in the first half of play. And a foul. No, a travel. A delayed call there. I thought we had the foul. No, they're going to call the travel on Shelton. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout from Coach Schultz. It's a full-length timeout. They haven't been able to do anything offensively here in the second quarter. 2:46 to go in the first half of play. Elm Creek 18 and Shelton 16.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Folks, it was a great volleyball and football season. Check out the pictures we have at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some great, great photos, probably a lot of your kids. We were at a lot of places, including seeing Elm Creek play some football and volleyball. Same for Shelton playing some football and volleyball. You can find out everything about all the participating teams in our area and all the teams in their conference. If you've never checked it out, check it out, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Think you'll like it. So out of the Shelton timeout, they're playing defense here. They go back to that zone full court trap, and Elm Creek able to break it this time, get it inside, and a tough jumper jump knocked down there by Jackie Berkey. Had to put it over the extended hand of Lindsey Hahn, and it is 20-16, a four-point lead now for Elm Creek. They were down 12-4 and have turned things around basically because Shelton can't get the ball inside, and the ball is going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Boston. And Shelton will throw it in front of the Elm Creek bench in the front court. Between the circles, Brannigan. They let her shoot a three, so she'll take it from the top of the key. Won't go. Offensive rebound down low. Is pulled down by Tracy Meyer, and they're going to say that she is fouled on the putback. It was a tough putback there. Elm Creek with some good defense. They just couldn't get the rebound. And two free throws coming up here for Tracy Meyer. Just 1 point in the ball game for Trace. But she's trying to get Shelton to move that scoreboard. They've been on 16 forever, and the free throw is no good. And back in for Elm Creek, Hadley Dyer and Katie Meyer checking out. Will be Shelby Brown and Kadra Brodine. 2:06 to go, first half, 20-16. Elm Creek with the lead right now. Second free throw is good. So Meyer, one of two at the line both times that she's been there, and it's 20-17. Elm Creek has turned it over five and now make it six times here, but they're just like that. They're travels. They're not steals with a chance to go get a transition bucket for Shelton. So they're forcing the turnovers, but they're just not getting the straightaway strip or steal. Inbound to the front court, Meyer. Cross over to the right side, a little contact. The ball comes loose, and Whitney Hubbard will pick it up. So 12 turnovers for Shelton, six in each quarter. Opening night, you expect a few turnovers. Coaches hope they can knock those down to the second half. Might be the difference on who wins and loses this ball game. But Shelton, one big spurt there in the first quarter, went on a 10-0 run, and that's been about it. They trail 20-17 to the Lady Buffs here in Elm Creek. And the long pass knocked away, Urbanic. There goes Emma to the other end. And then she tries to go up for the layup and will be fouled by Whitney Hubbard. And that'll be the second on Hubbard. Two free throws coming up for Emma Urbanic. She has 11 of her team's 17 points. She's 3 of 3 at the line. She's hit 2 3-pointers. That's the problem. Only 3 2-point field goals for Shelton in the entire half. And Urbanic now goes to that left hand, puts the first free throw on the way, and it is good. 20-18. Second free throw now. Chance to cut this to a one-point ball game with a minute 32 to go in the half. It's on the way, and it is good. So Emma, very solid with the shot so far tonight, and Elm Creek will inbound it. Don't want to lose that lead before the half, but a reach-in foul in the backcourt will be called on Shelton. Only their third of the half, but it is the second on Brannigan. So two fouls on Kaylin Brannigan. And let's see what Coach Schultz decides to do. He's going to leave her in there with just a minute 29 to go here in the half. So Brannigan's got to be careful not to get that third, and she's still up there on the trapping zone defense. Throw over the top of her. They get it inside. It'll be knocked away by Urbanic. Good job there by Maggie into the hands of Lindsey Hahn. And here comes Shelton to the other end. Elm Creek gets back on defense. They swing it over to Brannigan. 16-footer is off the iron. No good. Rebound, Hahn. Good box out. The shot back up and in. Lindsey Hahn with the offensive put back, and Shelton regains the lead. 21-20. 1 minute to go here in the first half. So it's been a competitive first half here on opening night. Dribbling through the whole entire defense is going to be Boston. Then dumps it off at the last moment, and the jumper is up and in by Jackie Berkey. We talked about Boston in the pregame. That's what she can do for this Elm Creek team, and she just went around four defenders. Now Meyer pulls up for three and buries it. Tracy Meyer hits her first field goal, 24-22, with 30 seconds to go on the clock here in the first half. Trouble in the backcourt here for Elm Creek. They don't want to have to burn a timeout. They do get it across the timeline to Jackie Berkey. 2-on-1, pulls up from 12 and hits it. All of a sudden, they can't miss. We're tied at 24, 15 seconds as Shelton gets to the front court with Brannigan. Lobs it right side to Emma Urbanic. Nobody inside, so they break back up to Meyer. Swing it to the left-hand corner. Maggie Urbanic, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They need to get a shot away. Meyer way out there, 25-footer at the horn is no good. And we are at halftime. And we're no closer to a decision than what we were on the opening tip because we're tied. It is Elm Creek 24 and Shelton 24. You're listening to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And we'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investment, and insurance services. Ask about the new Wealth Builder Loan Program and the online banking services offered at First Tier, including online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to high school basketball opening night. Glad you're along with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. In our girls game here at Elm Creek, it's the Lady Buffaloes 24 and Shelton 24. We'll take a look at the first half stats here in just a little bit. We also want to remind you that there is NFL football going on this Thursday night as the Philadelphia Eagles travel to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. And you'll be able to hear that. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock, top of the hour, on ESPN 1460 and 1550. On the Breeze, 94.5 FM, it's college volleyball action where Nebraska is taking on Jackson State. Pregame currently on. First serve at 7:05 tonight for the Huskers. The winner will play Kansas State in the second round tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And if it's on, if Nebraska wins, it's also on Nebraska Educational Television tomorrow. Kansas State sweeping Wichita State earlier today, 25-18, 25-22, and 25-17 in their opening round match. So some regionals getting underway tonight, others getting underway tomorrow. And, of course, don't forget, the winner that comes out of this four-team bracket is off to Honolulu, Hawaii, where it is going to get really, really tough. The top three teams in the nation in the final regular season poll are in this bracket with Hawaii and USC and Nebraska. We'll have Michelle Vopel from ESPN.com. She takes care of all the national collegiate women's sports, and she's going to join us on the Doug and Danny Show tomorrow to talk about the strangeness from the NCAA selection committee and overall who the teams are to be in the NCAA tournament. Also tomorrow, we'll be talking a little fantasy football with Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, Mike Perenio of Mandalay Bay, the director of the Racing Sportsbook, will join us. The Doug and Daddy Show every weekday morning at 11 a.m. on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. 24-24, Elm Creek and Shelton, halftime of our girls' game, and we'll be back to take a look at the numbers in a minute on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
Visco Sports on the Brinks of the downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Visco and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Visco Sports on the Brinks, downtown Kearney. Welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our ball game, starting with the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Tracy Meyer, 5 points and a team-high 4 rebounds. Christina Rogge has a rebound. Maggie Urbanek, 2 points, 1 rebound. Kaylin Brannigan, 2 points. Emma Urbanek leads all scorers in the game with 13 points. She's 5 of 5 at the free throw line and has hit 2 3-point buckets. She has 1 rebound. And Lindsey Hahn, 2 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 block shot. Shelton had 6 rebounds in the first quarter. I had them for 4 in the second quarter. They've done well at the free throw line. 4 of 5 in the first quarter, 3 of 4 in the second quarter. That's all Urbanek and Meyer. As we said, Emma is 5 of 5 at the line. 3-point shooting for Shelton. They were 1 of 4 in the first quarter and 2 of 6 in the second quarter. Elm Creek sucked back into that zone, and that gave Shelton a chance or an opportunity to put up a few more outside shots. Turnovers, 6 in each quarter for the Bulldogs. Foul situation, only 3 were called on Shelton, but 2 of them were on Kaylin Brannigan. Shelton had 13 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second, and at halftime, the Bulldogs have 24 points. 10 rebounds, 7 out of 9 at the free throw line, 3 of 10 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 12 turnovers. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Elm Creek right after this on Ravenna Sanitation's Halftime Report.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
And welcome back to Elm Creek, home of the Nebraska Heisman Trophy winner this year, and Dalton Meyer. Congratulations to the young man. They've had a lot of good ones come out of the Elm Creek school system. And let's take a look now at their first half numbers of our girls basketball game. Whitney Hubbard is the leading scorer with 8 points. She's hit a couple of threes. Kadra Brodeen, 2 rebounds. Jackie Berkey, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Haley Boston, 3 points and a rebound. Hadley Dyer, 5 points, 3 rebounds. And Katie Meyer, 2 points and 2 rebounds. For Elm Creek, 5 rebounds in each quarter. They've only been to the free throw line one time, and they're 1 of 2. 3-point shooting, 1 of 1 in the first quarter, 2 of 3 in the second quarter. Turnovers have been a problem for Elm Creek, 7 in the first quarter and 8 more in the second quarter. Foul situation, Whitney Hubbard and Katie Meyer each have 2. Elm Creek had 10 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, and at the half, the Lady Buffaloes, 24 points, 10 rebounds, identical to Shelton, 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 3 of 4 from 3-point land, no blocks, 15 turnovers, and at the half, Elm Creek and Shelton are tied up at 24. It took a while to get things underway in this basketball game. It was 4-2 Elm Creek midway through the first quarter, and Shelton went on a 10-0 run to jump up 12-4. Elm Creek then started to make a little run in the last minute of the first quarter, cut it to 13-10. Then Hubbard hit a 3 to start the second quarter of play, and that tied the ball game up at 13 apiece. And then they were able to take the lead, run it up to 20-16. So a 16-4 run there after a 10-0 run by Shelton. And they were up by a score of 20-16. But Shelton was able to catch up, and we are all tied up here at the half, 24-24. Again, don't forget the boys' game coming up next. Shelton is ranked 9th in the Lincoln Journal Star, coming off a 19-3 record last year where they were in with Ravenna in their sub-district and just had a tough time getting out of that. And for Elm Creek, they've got some big boys in the middle led by Sean Smith. If they can break the press and handle the guard pressure tonight of Shelton, we should have a heck of a ball game. So that's coming up next here at 8 o'clock. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. It's Shelton 24, Elm Creek 24. The second half of our girls' game is coming up right after this on Classic Hits.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And we're ready to get the second half underway here on Classic Hits 98.9, as it will be Elm Creek basketball tied up at 24. They'll start with a three-pointer. It's up and in. Whitney Hubbard hits her third three of the basketball game. She's got 11 points, and it is now 27-24. In favor of Elm Creek, and they get a steal, but not wanting to go all the way to the hoop is Hadley Dyer, so she'll slow it down, and they'll get into their half-court offense. Looks like it's going to be a zone to start off the second half here for Shelton. And an 18-footer from the right corner is up and in by Jackie Berkey. So Berkey makes it 29-24, the largest lead of the basketball game for Elm Creek. And at the other end, Tracy Meyer from the top of the key rattles the three-pointer home. So the girls are starting to hit some of their shots, and that gets the crowd excited here as it's 29-27. Now a steal made by Brannigan at midcourt. Up the floor she comes, bounce pass right side, kick back out to Brannigan. Swing it left side and almost turned over, but it's picked back up by Rogge. Try to get it inside, short jumper Urbanek is no good, but she draws the foul. And that will give Emma Urbanek a chance to shoot two. So what a start here to the third quarter of play. Hubbard nails a three, they get a steal, Berkey gets the layup. Then Meyer comes right back down the floor, drains the three. The foul here is called on Haley Boston. That'll be her first. And the free throw by Emma Urbanek is up, and it is in, her 14th point of the ball game. And the second free throw now for Urbanek is up, and it is in. So after the five-point deficit, it takes 30 seconds here for Shelton to score five straight, a three-pointer and a couple of free throws, and we're knotted up again at 29 and in the backcourt. A steal made by Urbanek, but the foul is also going to go along with it. The Shelton crowd didn't like that too much. Maggie with her first foul. Again, that's only the fourth foul called on Shelton so far tonight. 29-29 and 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. So can the girls keep up this good shooting when they get a chance? We've had droughts, and then when they decide to score, they score, and Urbanek's going to make the steal. Here comes Emma to the other end. Layup, no good, but again, she is fouled, and she'll go to the line and shoot two, and so far she's been perfect from the free-throw line tonight. Elm Creek trouble catching up, and it looks like Katie Meyer whistled for her third personal foul. And again, Mike Ford doesn't have a whole lot of depth on that bench. 6'7" girls, only 10 suited. He doesn't want any of his post players in foul trouble. And Urbanek is going to miss her first free throw of the night. She had been 7 of 7. And Meyer will check out, and Kadra Brodeen will check back in, another senior at 5'10". It gives him a good presence on the block. Second free throw is up, and this one is good. So Emma gets one of two. And Shelton scores six in a row to regain the lead, 30-29, and we're not even 2 minutes into the half. And another ball tipped on the full court pressure is going to be stolen away. So the third turnover here for Elm Creek in the last minute. And Tracy Meyer at the top of the key against the Elm Creek 2-1-2 zone to Brannigan. Tries to dribble in between it, knocked away. Swung over to Urbanek in the corner. Meyer, 15-footer, just a little short that time. And fighting for the rebound, Jackie Berkey will haul it down for Elm Creek. She gets it into the hands of Hubbard. They try to get some pressure on, but Boston will get it across the timeline to the right wing into the hands of Hadley Dyer. Trying to move the ball a little quicker. Three-pointer on the way. Hubbard dances around this time. It will not go in, and we've got a jump ball battling for the rebound. Haley Boston and Emma Urbanek. And the arrow points the way of Shelton with 5:40 to go here in quarter number three, 30-29, Shelton with the lead. Both teams have had a little bit of a lead in this contest. As the jumper from Brannigan's no good, rebound underneath, brought down again by Jackie Berkey, her fourth. Outlet pass to Boston. It takes a bad hop on her, and she's going to get called for the carry. It's one of those, you just dribble and it hits the flubber, and away it goes. Timeout going to be called here by Coach Ford of Elm Creek. His second timeout, it's a full-length timeout, 5:20 to go, third quarter of play. It is Shelton 30 and Elm Creek 29. You're listening to high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back to Elm Creek with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. I'm Doug Duda with you here on the opening night of the 2011 high school basketball season. Girls and boys doubleheader, 5:20 to go in the third quarter. It's Shelton 30 and Elm Creek 29. Our boys game will follow. And right now, out of the timeout of Elm Creek, they have three remaining, four remaining for Shelton, and Shelton turns it over, trying to force it inside. The ball knocked away. Whitney Hubbard comes out of there with it. And now they put some pressure on Boston in the backcourt. She's used her dribble, and the steal will be made by Urbonic. Emma saw it the whole way. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound will be brought down underneath. And a travel called on Elm Creek. Wow. Haley Boston got the rebound, but was immediately double-teamed and had nowhere to go with the basketball. Shelton basketball, and the pass going to be knocked away. So it's been weird kind of how the momentum has went. We've seen this where you can't seem to make a pass from one person to another, a lot of turnovers, and then all of a sudden a 1 or 2 minute spurt where everything looks like you're playing at the state tournament. 30-29, they're making some shots during those runs. Here's Brannigan. Faking the left-hand dribble, comes back to the top of the circle to Meyer. Open three is on the way. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound be brought down by Elm Creek. That's Kadra Brodine coming out of there with it. Stopping just across the timeline, Whitney Hubbard in no man's land. Gets it back over to Dyer. Dyer drives, has to kick it back out. Shelton's defense is strengthened here in the second half, and the ball will be kicked as they try to bounce pass through the baseline there. Elm Creek will throw it in underneath their own hoop. Again, Katie Meyer has been on the bench with three fouls. She'll now re-enter the game for Elm Creek. Also coming back in, well, Jackie Berkey at the next horn. Inbounds, quick shot on the way by Meyer. Hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Emma Urbonic. And up the floor they come, Meyer. Meyer pushing the pace, tries to get it in there, throws up a wild shot. She got caught up that time with Hadley Dyer, and Katie Meyer will get the rebound. Now up the floor, quickly with it is Boston. Knocked out of her hands, but Hubbard's right there. And we've got a travel called again on Elm Creek. They're trying to take that first step to get away from the defender. As they come in for the trap, they see it coming, so they take off before they put the ball on the floor. And that is turnover number 22 for Elm Creek. Shelton has 14 yet. It's a one-point game. So both teams started quickly offensively. And the last 2 minutes have been pretty quiet for both teams. 30-29, Shelton by one. Hahn back in. They work it around the perimeter. Brannigan finds a seam, puts up a 9-footer, and hits it. Kalen with the drive and bucket. Her second bucket of the ball game. 32-29, Shelton. And another travel to the backcourt on Elm Creek. It seems to be getting worse instead of better. That one was more of looking down the floor and just not seeing where you wanted to go with the ball. And ended up traveling with it when there was nobody to throw it to. Shelton underneath their own hoop. They'll throw it all the way out to midcourt. Get it into the hands there of Caitlin Brannigan. And passed out into the corner of the ball. Be tipped. Shelton thought it was a turnover. And the officials say, no, it's not. The officials having a discussion here. Officials said the pass was tipped. So Shelton will take it out. Deep in their own baseline on the far right-hand corner. Bounce pass trying to get it into Hahn. It's thrown behind her. The ball will be stolen away by Shelby Brown. Shelton's 15th turnover. Backcourt pressure. Brannigan trying to trap. Good pass between the double team here to Hubbard. Back over to Boston. Those are the two players that need to keep the ball in their hands on the pressure. Shelby Brown. Dish and drive. Skip pass over the top here to Hubbard. Good ball movement, but Shelton is right there. And another travel going to be called on Elm Creek. Trying to step through the double team. 9 turnovers in 5 minutes. Not even 5 minutes here in the quarter for Elm Creek. 32-29, Shelton. They are on an 8-0 run. Elm Creek got the first 5 points of the quarter, and Shelton has got the next 8. And they lead it 32-29 as Meyer drives, kicks it to Brannigan, down to the low block to Urbonic. Emma turns with a left hand off the glass and in. 18 points for Emma Urbonic, and it is 34-29. Shelton now leads it by 5. They were up 8 in the first quarter before Elm Creek came back and took the lead. Can the Buffaloes do it again? They're just trying to get a look at a shot right now. As Brannigan tips it away, we're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Elm Creek. But Shelton's defense has picked up immensely here over the last 3 minutes of this game. And Elm Creek has not been able to find a way to neutralize that. Inbounds pass for Elm Creek. Hadley Dyer up top for a three, and it's off the mark. Offensive rebound put back up and in. It is no good, and it'll be Emma Urbanek to get the rebound of the Jackie Berkey miss. So still cold right now for Elm Creek to the baseline. Short jumper Lindsey Hahn is up and in her second bucket, and it's another 12-0 run, a 10-0 run of the first quarter, a 12-0 run here, and it is 36-29. 2:10 to go. Third quarter, another tie-up. This time the arrow points the way of Shelton. Another Elm Creek turnover. And Coach Ford might need a timeout. Let's see what he's doing. He's just going to make a substitution, talk to a couple of his young ladies here. Elm Creek with two fulls and 130. Shelton with two fulls and both of their 30s yet to use. 2 minutes to go, third quarter, and Shelton has pulled up to a 7-point lead after being down five. They're on a 12-0 run. Right elbow, Hahn, turnaround jumper, hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound by Emma Urbanek. Back up, and it is in. Into the ball game, Mariah Henninger. And that makes it 38-29, the largest lead of the contest for Shelton. Elm Creek needs a bucket in the biggest way. Left-hand corner, they go to Kadra Brodeen. Swing it over to Hubbard. There they get it down low to Meyer. She'll spin but miss it. Some contact with Hahn. And the rebound brought down by Emma Urbanek. Chance to go up double digits. Quick jumper on the baseline. No good by Rogge. Defensive rebound to Haley Boston. 1:15 to go in the quarter. Elm Creek has not scored in 5 minutes. And the Buffaloes starting to get a little winded, it looks like. Driving into the double team is Dyer. Doesn't look to shoot. Gives it to Boston. She'll get the shot up from 12. And finally, it's in. And now Elm Creek will call the timeout. Well, if Coach Ford was waiting for his team to make a bucket to call a timeout, he waited a little too long, I'm sure. 1:04 to go here in the third quarter. 38-31 in favor of Shelton. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
High school basketball action here on Classic Hits and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Don't forget, the Nebraska volleyball match underway at the NU Coliseum. And we'll keep you up to date on how everything is going in that matchup. You can also hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Right here, Shelton turns it over out of the Elm Creek timeout. 52 seconds to go in the third quarter, 38-31. In favor of Shelton, who has turned things around here in the third quarter. They were down 29-24 after being tied up at the half. Elm Creek is just having trouble now against these double teams as Boston gets around it, gets around a third, drives in, 12-footer, no good. Had her teammate Berkey wide open under the hoop, but couldn't get the pass to her, and nobody grabs the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Shelton. 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And Elm Creek will get it in. Boston fakes the three. Now kicks it off to the free throw line to Jackie Berkey, and nothing but net. 10 points now for the junior Berkey. 38-33. Elm Creek trying to come back here with 25 seconds to go in the quarter. Brannigan drives, takes the quick jumper. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Berkey. Outlet pass down the floor is Dyer. She goes in for the layup and draws the foul on Brannigan. That'll be her third. Each team two fouls here in the third quarter of play, and at the line to shoot two, Hadley Dyer. This will be the second trip to the line tonight for the entire Buffalo team. Emma Urbanek has got to the line quite a bit tonight for Shelton. Shelton is 10 of 12 from the line. Elm Creek 1 of 2 as this free throw is up and right through there for Hadley Dyer. So that's her sixth point of the ball game. 38-34. With 15 seconds to go here in the third quarter of play. Shelton, second free throw, up and in. And here comes Elm Creek again. Five straight points, 38-35. With 10 seconds to go, Meyer loses the handle. The ball will be stolen away by Berkey. Can they get a shot? 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Stops, trying to force one out. Here's a long three at the horn. Hubbard, good! And we are tied going into the fourth quarter of play. Why not? Somebody gets on a run all night long, and the 9-point lead erased just like that by the Elm Creek Buffaloes on Whitney Hubbard's 3-point bucket. That is her fourth of the ball game. At the end of three, Shelton and Elm Creek tied up at 38 here on opening night on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
It's time to start the fourth quarter here on Classic Hits, and Elm Creek will put the first shot up. It is no good, and the rebound brought down by Emma Urbanek. I've got her for seven of the ball game, and we're tied at 38 as Urbanek drives in, puts it up off the rim. It rolls off the front, no good. Rebound to Jackie Berkey, her seventh rebound, and here come the Buffaloes, who have scored nine in a row to tie it up at 38. Through the double team, they'll get it to Hadley Dyer. Dyer tries to make something happen. Lost her dribble. Needs some help. Nobody's coming to help her, so she just throws it to the other wing, and it's picked up there by Hubbard. Into the corner for a 15-footer. No good by Berkey. Backside rebound to Shelton's Maggie Urbanek. 38-38. Elm Creek 25 turnovers to 17 for Shelton. Driving the baseline. The shot is up, and it sits on the rim but won't go. Foul called. We'll send Emma Urbanek to the line, who has a game-high 18 points. And she is 8 of 9 at the line, and the foul is on Katie Meyer, and that is her fourth personal foul of the ball game. And the free throw is up, and it is in for Urbanek. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Here comes Brown, along with Kadra Brodeen, back into the ball game for Elm Creek. Second free throw now for Emma Urbanek. On the way in, it is in. So 20 points for Urbanek. Pressure on as Elm Creek tries to get the ball across the timeline, having a lot of trouble dripping through the double team and getting the foul called is going to be Haley Boston. The foul will be called on number 22, Maggie Urbanek, her second. So Brannigan with three, Maggie Urbanek with two for Elm Creek, four on Meyer. Nobody else with more than two. 6:50 to go in our game. It is Shelton 40, Elm Creek 38. Girls hoops on opening night as the ball is stolen away by Tracy Meyer, headed to the other end, and she'll go with a crossover, lay it up and in. Nice move by Meyer, and she's got 10 points. 42-38. Elm Creek scored 7 points in the final minute four of that third quarter. And they tie it, and now they're down by four, looking for their first points here in the fourth quarter, 6:20 to go. Hubbard, bounce pass right side, 18-footer on the way, will not go for Dyer. Offensive rebound brought down by Kadra Brodeen. Here's a jumper, Brown to the corner, up and in for her first points of the ball game. Little 10-footer from the left baseline for Shelby Brown, cuts it to two, 42-40, 6:05 to go. You're listening to KKPR-FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brannigan, open three, fires it, and it is no good. High off the iron, and the rebound comes down to Kadra Brodeen. I have Shelton 4-for-13 from three-point land, 5-for-8 at the other end as the steal is made, and going in for the layup, Shelton will be fouled. And it is going to be Maggie Urbanek to the line. Two free throws coming up for Maggie. Her first of the night. The foul is going to be called on Whitney Hubbard. Now that is her third. So a couple of players in foul trouble for Elm Creek. Meyer on the bench with four. And the first free throw is too strong for Whitney for Maggie Urbanek. And now coming back into the ball game, Haley Boston. 42-40, Shelton. Elm Creek plays again tomorrow night. They go to Southern Valley. And the second free throw here for Urbanek is in and out, no good. Offensive rebound yanked away out of Emma Urbanek's hands by Hadley Dyer. And Hadley comes up the floor. She is going to be fouled. Shelton plays on Saturday afternoon when they welcome in Franklin. Shelton will have three straight games at home after being on the road here tonight. Foul is going to be called on Tracy Meyer. That'll be her first. With 5:40 to go in the game, each team has four team fouls here in the second half. Elm Creek down by two with the ball, and here comes that Shelton trapping defense. They get it around to Hubbard. She's got an open three. It's going to be off the mark. Offensive rebound put back up and in by Jackie Berkey. She has got 12 points, and she has got 9 rebounds in this basketball game, 8 rebounds in the basketball game. We're tied at 42. That overly aggressive defense by the Lady Bulldogs didn't allow them to have anybody underneath to box out, and now they throw the ball away. First turnover of the fourth quarter for Shelton, 42-42. Ravenna girls leading Chambers Wheeler Central after 3, 51-23 in a score update for you. And here at the other end, the ball is going to be tipped and stolen away. Brannigan got the handle on it, but it was tipped away by her teammate, and a long outlet pass to Maggie Urbanek. She's going to lay it up and score. 44-42, Shelton, 4:50 to go in our ball game. Up the floor comes Elm Creek. They get it to Boston. Bounce pass to the baseline. Thought they had a player open, then it's stolen away by Urbanek. And she stepped out of bounds. So the teams exchange turnovers again. Urbanek tried to stay in, couldn't quite get it done. As Whitney Hubbard here in the front court will throw it out near midcourt to Hadley Dyer. To Brown into the right-hand corner to Boston. Gets it down low. Turnaround jumper off the glass. Won't go that time for Berkey. And the rebound falls into the hands of Tracy Meyer. 44-42 Shelton. 4:25 to go. Down the floor to Urbanek. She drives. She scores. And she's fouled. Emma Urbanek with 22 points. And a chance to make it 23 as she heads to the free throw line yet again. Re-entering the ball game with those four fouls, Katie Meyer. She's out there along with Hadley Dyer, Jackie Berkey, Whitney Hubbard, and Boston. And now the free throw for Urbanek on the way, and it is good. 47-42, 5 in a row now by Shelton as they overplay that backcourt. And Elm Creek has decided not to throw over the top of it. Four defenders are in the backcourt for Shelton. Here the outlet pass is tipped away. Elm Creek has two timeouts remaining. Shelton has four. They try to lob it inside to Meyer. There's a big collision. The ball's underthrown. The ball goes out of bounds off of Urbanek. As Emma Urbanek was just a little bit taller than Katie Meyer that time around. And they came down, tangled up. It'll be Elm Creek basketball. Down by five. They've been playing catch-up most of the night. They'll set up Hubbard for a three. It's up, and it is just short, no good. Rebound brought down to the backside by Tracy Meyer. So Elm Creek hit some threes in the first half. Haven't been able to hit them here in the fourth quarter. Meyer coast-to-coast, pull-up jumper is good. And back out to a seven-point lead is Shelton. Remember, they were up nine late in the third quarter before the tie. Breaking the press, here's Berkey, but it's one-on-three. She's going to take that jumper. It's partially blocked in there by Emma Urbanek, and Shelton gets the rebound to Maggie Urbanek. Long outlet pass, overthrows everybody, and out of bounds it goes. So Shelton was kind of trying to put the nail in the coffin right there. A 7-0 run by Shelton. They lead it 49-42. We're down to 3.5 to go, and Elm Creek throws it right into the hands of the Bulldogs. Coming to the other end, the short jumper, Emma Urbanek missed it. Offensive rebound, Kaylin Brannigan, and they'll work it around. And Coach Schultz says, hey, let's set it up. Smart there. Run some clock. Up 7, 3:20 to go, and then they throw it into the stands. And that young lady didn't look like she wanted to play. So a turnover here for Shelton. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. Then the boys contest, which will start maybe a little bit before 8. This game's moved along at pretty good pace. Over the top of it, the press is broke. They'll get it to Hadley Dyer. Turns and kicks it out to Hubbard. Over to Boston. Boston has an open look from 12, but it's a little flat, no good. You can tell that Elm Creek's getting tired. Rebound brought down by Brannigan. Outlet pass knocked away. Urbanek got it back. She just outfought everybody for that one. 2:50 to go in the game. 49-42, Shelton. They've scored the last 7. Here comes Urbanek with a lane up in, and that might be it for Meyer. A 3-point play opportunity again for the star of the game tonight, Emma Urbanek, 51-42. And a timeout will be called by Shelton. The foul is on Hadley Dyer. It's her second. We'll be back with more high school hoops right after this.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Does Elm Creek have one more run left in them? Remember, Shelton was up 9 late in the third quarter, and Elm Creek scored 7 points in 1:05 to tie it up. And we were tied at 42 here, but that's been it. Elm Creek again on a long scoring drought as Shelton has scored 9 in a row. The Bulldogs calling the timeout, 2:46 to go here. In the ball game, 51-42, and a chance to go up by 10 right here for the Bulldogs and Emma Urbanek. A chance to complete the 3-point play. And she has been money tonight. Her 13th free throw is up, and it is in. She is 12 of 13 from the free throw line. A 10-0 run, and the largest lead of the night for Shelton, 52-42 with 2:46 to go in the game. Now, Elm Creek has hit 5 threes, but right now they need some twos and pressure in the backcourt. A reach-in foul on Maggie Urbanek. That's her third. It is the 5th team foul. That's the one thing Shelton doesn't want to do, is commit fouls. Might even want to pull that press off. You got a 10-point lead with 2:42 to go. No need to be forcing fouls and give Elm Creek a chance to make some free throws. They've only been to the line twice. Dyer drives in, little 10-foot runner up and in. Hadley Dyer now with 9 points, and that breaks the 10-0 run of Shelton. 52-44, 2:25 to go in the ball game. Into the front court, Meyer swings it outside the arc to Emma Urbanek, lobs it inside to Tracy Meyer. She puts it off the glass and in. 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game for Meyer. They've done so well down on the block when they've needed to, 54-44. Elm Creek with the basketball. Hubbard back over to Boston. Boston across the timeline. Tries to stay away from the trap. Hubbard to the top of the key. Bounce pass Dyer. 16-footer on the way and in. Hadley Dyer back-to-back buckets here for Elm Creek. But we only have 2 minutes to go. Shelton 54, Elm Creek 46. Elm Creek not putting any pressure on. The next foul will put Shelton in the 1-1. High post to Hahn. Gives it right back to Meyer. She dribbled it off her leg and out of bounds. They're going to say it went off the leg of an Elm Creek player instead. So Shelton the break there, and they're going to keep possession. But 1:45 is all that's left. And Meyer will throw the ball in underneath their own hoop, vertically along the baseline. They'll throw it to Hahn on the left wing, back to Meyer in the corner. Meyer one dribble, 12-footer up and in. So they keep shooting, and they keep making them. 56-46, 1:35 to go. Big fourth quarter here for Shelton as they've scored 18 points. At the other end, Elm Creek tries to dump it down low to Brown, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds, Shelby Brown. Elm Creek's going to use a timeout. They'll only have one remaining. With 1:29 to go in the ball game, it's Elm Creek ball, but Shelton leads at 56-46 here on Classic Hits.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Give you a volleyball update here from the NU Coliseum. Nebraska crushes Jackson State in the opening set 25-10. So Nebraska takes game one. Earlier tonight, Kansas State swept Wichita State 25-18, 22-17. You can hear the Nebraska match on the Breeze 94.5 FM. And coming up here in just moments, they're about ready to kick it off in Seattle. You can hear the Eagles and the Seahawks on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Right now, though, we've got a minute 27 to go, and it's going to be an Elm Creek turnover right out of the timeout, and that is probably going to do it. Just not enough time to come back again. Shelton's going to walk the ball up the floor. 56-46 Shelton after we were tied at halftime and the end of the third quarter. This time, Elm Creek couldn't make a run. Driving and shooting Meyer, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds, off of Hahn, and the ball will belong to Elm Creek. So now, Shelton has to learn how to put the game away. Don't foul, and don't shoot the ball. You're up by 10. A minute 10 to go. Still pressuring, though, and getting it across the timeline is going to be Hadley Dyer. Gets it over to Boston, of course, first game of the season, trying to find a way to keep practicing. Boston thought she had a teammate, started to pass. There was nobody there, couldn't stop, and ends up with the travel. So that's in the end what's going to kill Elm Creek. I've got them for 32 turnovers, and yet they're still in this ball game. 21 for Shelton as we're under a minute to go. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. But both teams showed tonight that they should get a lot of wins this season if they can play anywhere close to as they have tonight. They dump it into Hahn. Hahn double team, backside, bounce pass, gives it to Urbanek. You don't see that in girls high school basketball. Great pass by Hahn, and Emma Urbanek continues to light it up. 10 in the quarter and 28 in the game. Elm Creek calls timeout because they can't get it across the 10-second line. That'll be their final timeout. 29 seconds to go in the game. We will be right back. 58-46, Shelton.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
Well, back and forth all night, but now Elm Creek has run out of time. Shelton with their biggest lead of the entire ball game. It is 58-46 Shelton. Last time we were tied was at 42 apiece, and then a 10-0 run by the Bulldogs, and they've been able to coast in here over the last couple of minutes, still shooting the ball. Elm Creek with the basketball here to finish things off on opening night with our boys' game. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show still to come. Still Shelton with backcourt pressure. They'll get it to Hubbard. Over on the left side to Dwyer. Dyer gets it back up top. Here's Boston trying to get through the double team. Force it underneath to Berkey. She's covered. Just trying to get a shot away. 15 seconds. Here's a three at the top of the key. Won't go that time for Hubbard. Offensive rebound, though, put back up and in by Hadley Dyer. 13 points in the ball game, and that'll be it as Shelton dribbles out the time. And your final score of our opening game of the 2011-12 season, 58-48 in favor of the Shelton Lady Bulldogs over the Elm Creek Lady Buffaloes. Outstanding competition here tonight. Shelton, again, as we said, a contender in a tough seed to the Lincoln Journal Star. Put them down as just outside of the top 10 is what that means, a contender. And Elm Creek trying to earn some respect themselves. Played pretty good against a pretty good ball club tonight. They just had trouble once the Bulldogs switched to that zone trap and were outscored here in the fourth quarter, 20-10. and 32 turnovers in the ball game for Elm Creek. We'll take a break and have all the numbers for you on the Misco Sports Postgame Show next.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop by today and you'll be better equipped for the games you played. Right now, take an extra 15% off every marked price in the store just in time for the holidays. For tonight's ball game, 58-48, Shelton over Elm Creek. Let's take a look at the final numbers. First of all, for the Lady Buffaloes, they were led tonight. And it was a balanced scoring attack, three girls in double figures, but Whitney Hubbard had 4 3-pointers and ended up with 14 points in the contest. Shelby Brown had 2 points, Kadra Brodeen, 5 rebounds, Jackie Berkey, 12 points, 8 rebounds, Haley Boston, 5 points, 4 rebounds, Hadley Dyer, 13 points, 5 rebounds, and Katie Meyer, 2 points and 3 rebounds. 10 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half for Elm Creek. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 2 of 2 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 4 in the first half, and 2 of 7 in the second half. Turnovers, 15 in the first half, 17 in the second half. And Elm Creek, 24 points at halftime, 24 points in the second half. Pretty consistent, 48 points, 25 rebounds, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. 5 of 11 from three-point land, but 32 turnovers tonight as Elm Creek will drop their season opener and will play tomorrow night at Southern Valley. Their next home game is a week from tomorrow when they welcome in SEM. We'll take a look at Shelton's numbers right after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
The Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, helping you with your financial future, is what they do. Cornerstone Bank in Shelton can help you with home loans, personal loans, and business loans. They specialize in all area of banking. See the Cornerstone Bank of Shelton today and ask about one of the many featured checking and savings accounts they offer. A proud sponsor of area sports, Cornerstone Bank in Shelton, your primary source for financial services, providing unmatched customer service. Member FDIC.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Shelton Lady Bulldogs. Tracy Meyer with 16 points and 6 rebounds. Christina Raggi had 2 rebounds. Maggie Urbanek, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Kaylin Brannigan, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Mariah Henniger, 2 points. Lindsey Hahn, 4 points, 3 rebounds and a block shot. And Emma Urbanek led the way tonight with a game-high 28 points, 7 rebounds, and a block shot. She was 12 out of 13 from the free throw line. 10 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting as a team, 7 of 9 in the first half, 7 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 10 in the first half, 1 of 3 in the second half. Turnovers for Shelton, 12 in the first half, cut that down to 9 in the second half. The Bulldogs had 24 points in the first half, 34 in the second half, and Shelton finishes with 58 points, 23 rebounds, 14 out of 19 at the free throw line, 4 of 13 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 21 turnovers as Shelton wins their season opener, Downing Elm Creek 58-48. They are at home Saturday to take on Franklin. They're home next Thursday against Wilcox Hildreth, and next Friday They're home against Kennesaw, so they get it started right on the road. We're about 18 minutes away from the start of our boys' game. Should be a good one. Ninth-ranked Shelton against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Whether you're looking for Husker gear, Loper gear, maybe a favorite Major League Baseball hat. They've got some Danny Woodhead jerseys. Christmas is here. Misco's is the place to be on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. 58-48, the final. We'll take a break. Be back with you in a little over 10 minutes for our boys' game. Until then, for our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Don't forget Thursday night NFL football on ESPN Radio. They're scoreless in the first 3 minutes. And in college volleyball, Nebraska beat Jackson State in the first set 25-10. They're up 10-7 in the second. We'll be back in just a little bit. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.